8:45, Total Tribe Coverage Time. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Tom Hamilton joins us. Your morning Indians update brought to you by Metro Lexus, who invite you to experience amazing. Great commercials already at the beginning of the Masters yesterday. Peter Mapp at Metro Lexus, I think, is a new member of Augusta National. So I have to keep him in mind. Yes. Just keep him in mind. Anyway, let me, I don't know if I can confirm that, but if you know Peter, you might ask him if he can get you on at Augusta. All right, let's talk some Indians. Yo, Tom Hamilton joins us this morning. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Your new best friend, Mike, and I just got dumped for Peter.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'll broom you two.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I love these mornings because, you know, I got all this stuff printed here, guys. I'm trying to stack my Indian stories. I can't figure out which night was which when. That's a good problem to have, right, Tom?
Yeah, I hadn't looked at it that way.
I mean, I know they won 11-3 one night. I got Plesac winning 4-1. I got crushing homer. Give me a few takeaways. It was the Tigers, but look, you need to beat people like that, right?
Well, you sure do. You know, and we've seen that in the past, Bill. You know, come October 2nd or 3rd, whenever the season ends, nobody says, who did you beat? They ask you, how many wins did you have? And we saw that, you know, when the club should have made the playoffs a couple of years ago with 93 wins, and it wasn't enough. So you're right. You play who's on your schedule, and if you have enough wins, you're in. I think the thing that was impressive again this weekend is the dominance of the pitching staff. And now it's not only the starters. This bullpen, guys, we haven't seen this number of power arms in the same bullpen in quite a while. And obviously, Emmanuel Clase is kind of in a league of his own right now. When he doesn't hit 100 miles an hour, you're like, uh-oh, you know, that was only 99. So, you know, that's what's really been impressive, the pitching. But now the offense has started to warm up. And let's face it, guys, with this pitching staff, they don't need to score 6 runs a game. It'd be great if they did, but this pitching staff allows you to, you know, to get away with scoring 3 and 4 runs a game on certain nights.
You know, Tom, I'll never forget when you first referred to Andrew Miller as a weapon, and I'm watching Clase. Is that what we're seeing here with this young man?
Yeah, I think so, Mike. And I think, you know, James Karinchak can be that same kind of weapon where, again, you're not just waiting for them in the ninth inning. You know, I think that's the beauty of Terry Francona is that, you know, Tito doesn't paint himself into a corner. He stays flexible. There may be a game where you see Emmanuel Clase come out in the seventh inning because that's where the game's going to be won or lost. And that's what Andrew Miller could do because you still had Cody Allen and Brian Shaw. And I think you're seeing some of that depth now evolve again with Brian Shaw back with the ball club, with James Karinchak, with Nick Whitgren. This is really exciting, guys, because this is a new-look bullpen that we haven't seen again this number of power arms in a long time.
And, Tom, looking at the schedule as they start the series with the White Sox, boy, this next 19 games going to tell us a lot about this team, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. This road trip, as you mentioned, you start with 4 in Chicago and then 3 at Cincinnati. And I think Cincinnati, too, guys, is the team we envisioned a year ago. You know, I just think last year was such an aberration with a 60-game schedule that you kind of take last year and chuck it out the window. The Reds have a really good offense, and they're showing that. So, yeah, you talk about a tough 7 games coming up. That's why it's so encouraging the bullpen's in great shape because the starters are giving you 6 innings every night, and your bullpen isn't burned out like Detroit's was this weekend.
Tristan McKenzie gets the start tonight. Tom, his spring training, he was a little up and down. Your thoughts about him?
Yeah. You know, kind of an open book yet there, Mike, because even in his outing earlier this season with the Indians, his velocity dropped like 3 innings in. I think that's the biggest thing to watch is that Tristan McKenzie's velocity dropping. And you know, is he able to maintain whatever he's throwing at? You know, he doesn't have to be throwing 100 miles an hour. I don't mean that. But like Zach Plesac this weekend, he was pretty much 92 miles per hour the whole ball game. But it was that way in the seventh inning, and it was that way in the first inning. Let's see if McKenzie can hold his velocity, get ahead in the count, not always be pitching from behind. I just think he's a work in progress.
8:10, first pitch next 3 nights from Chicago. Total Tribe coverage, WTAM 1100. Tom Hamilton, the Indians update this morning. Hammy, thanks much.
Thank you much, Mike and Bill.
See you.